The U.S. government is offering a $25 million reward for information leading to the location and capture of Osama bin Laden. It's not the first time the U.S. has offered rewards. Ivo Dalder, the Brookings Institution, has been looking into the history of such bounties.
There's actually a law passed by Congress in 1984 that sets up this Rewards for Justice program. And in the last 16 years, we have been giving out money for information leading to the arrest or the prevention of terrorist incidents. As of last year, 20 different rewards have been issued for a total of $6 million for as little as $50,000 in one case, but up to $2 million in one case to get information about actual terrorists that leads to the arrest. Or in the case of the Persian Gulf War, we had a prevention of a terrorist incident that was paid out with money from this program.
Ramzi Youssef was convicted in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Money paid out there?
That's right. In 1995, he was arrested in Pakistan on the basis of a tip that we got, and we paid out the tipper, and may have even given him a new identity and located him here in the United States.
Let's talk about the Balkans for a moment. There was $5 million on offer for Radovan Karadzic, Ratko Mladic, and Slobodan Milosevic. That money was out there and apparently has never been collected by anybody.
That's right. Actually, up to $5 million is available for any arrest of any indictee, including particularly those three people. Whether it will be actually be $5 million for Mr. Karadzic or General Mladic, we would have to find out. But as we know, in the 2 years that this program has been ongoing, indictees have gone forward, but no money has been paid out, and we haven't gotten the two people we have wanted most for the last 6 years.
They were indicted by the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague.
That's right.
Would there not be an attraction of $5 million in the Balkans? What's happening, do you think?
One would assume that $5 million, even in the Balkans, is a lot of money. But these are people who are well protected. And the question is, are you going to take the risks to your own life in order to try to get the information necessary about Mr. Mladic or Mr. Karadzic? So far, we haven't found anybody willing to take those risks or to sell out for $5 million.
Well, what would be the case in Afghanistan for $25 million for Osama bin Laden?
Well, clearly there may be people, and certainly you could find a bunch of people who might say that $25 million shared among 10, 15, 20 is still a lot of money, even outside of Afghanistan, and particularly in Afghanistan, to take action against Osama bin Laden. On the other hand, you would also be worried that Osama bin Laden, well protected by al-Qaeda troops, is unlikely to be a target for individuals to go after. We in the United States don't want to send our own troops necessarily after Osama bin Laden. Is it likely that even for $25 million other people would risk? Perhaps, but if the risks are as high as they seem to be, the likelihood of finding the people who want to do this is small.
Thank you, Mr. Dalder.
Thank you.
Ivo Dalder is a fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution.